Han var ge vår på, ge vår vinster på. Amen. Yesterday in the Armenian Church calendar, we celebrate the feast of St. Thaddeus and Bartholomew. And the official title of this is called the Feast of the Holy Apostles and First Enlighteners, our First Enlighteners, Thaddeus and Bartholomew. And we know the story. We hopefully know that these two were two of the original 12 apostles of Christ. They were sent out to preach the gospel and to preach the risen Lord to everyone they came in contact with. They received the Holy Spirit on the Feast of Pentecost and were given the grace of speaking many languages. And they went off to a foreign, different, unknown land to preach Christ. According to tradition and the story and the life of St. Thaddeus, he came to Armenia carrying the spear that pierced Christ's side and left it in Armenia where it remains today. He came, he preached the gospel, he healed King Opgod, who is, according to tradition, the first Christian king. He then went on to convert Sandu, one of the princesses of the king of Armenia, Sanadruk, and she became the first martyr, the first Armenian martyr in our history. He continued to preach the gospel all the way into Persia, and in Persia he was ultimately martyred by beheading. Saint Bartholomew came later, a couple of years later. He also came to Armenia to preach the gospel and the risen Lord. He preached and he was martyred, but this time he was martyred by the Armenians. And according to tradition, he was skinned alive and then crucified upside down. But thankfully, both of them came to Armenia to preach the gospel. Today we learn two very important things from the lives of St. Thaddeus and Bartholomew. First, we learn to listen, and second, we learn to be patient. There is no doubt that these two saints were full of the Holy Spirit. The miracles they performed and the acts that they did, there's no doubt in that. But just being full of the Holy Spirit is not enough. We also have to listen to the Holy Spirit. We have to do what the Holy Spirit moves us to do. Saints Thaddeus and Bartholomew, they could have just stayed in Jerusalem and ignored the Holy Spirit's word. They could have said, we're not going to Armenia. We're not going to a land that we do not know, to people who are not like us, who are Jews. We're not going to a land of people who are uncivilized, who are wild, who are worshiping inanimate objects. We're not going there. We're going to stay here. It's a lot easier for us. They could have said that. And parthos was so. Glory to God that they did not do that. Because it's because of them we are here today. But the question really is, how often do we have the same feeling? How often do we feel the Holy Spirit speaking to us? Sometimes we refer to it as our conscience, and we hear it speaking in our heart. How often does that happen, and how often do we ignore it, and we come up with excuses not to do it? There's always a laundry list of reasons why not to do something. But there's always one good reason to do it, and that's because the Holy Spirit is telling us to do that. How many times have we been in our cars at an intersection, and someone who is poor comes up to the window asking for money? We could say, no, I have no money to give you, which may be true, but we can at least roll down the window and say, I have no money, just like St. Peter said in the book, in the Acts of the Apostles. But I will pray for you. What is your name? How often do we have that feeling to call someone whom we haven't called for years, and we make up excuses saying, I'll call tomorrow, I'm too busy now? How often do we feel that we are called to forgive someone? It's time to put the past to rest. And yet we say to ourselves, no, I want revenge. I want to hold on to this grudge. This is what keeps me going. How often do we do these things? I give thanks that the holy apostles did not do this, that they did not ignore the Holy Spirit, but rather they followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit and came to Armenia, preached the gospel, and Christianized us. Because that is why we are here today. It's important to listen to the Holy Spirit, and it's very important to do what the Holy Spirit says, but it's also very important to be patient. To be very patient. Patience, unfortunately, is a virtue that is lost in this world today. People do not want to wait for things. They want it now. We get upset when the apps on our phone don't open immediately, or our computer is running slow. We get upset and angry. But in reality, in today's culture, patience is not taught. People want instant gratification, instant results. And this is because of one of two reasons. Either they cannot wait, or they don't want others to reap the benefits of the work they have done. And for the Christian, we have to remember that our Christian faith is not something that has immediate results. Very, very rarely in the Bible do we see that God promises something and he fulfills it immediately. The devil says this often, do this and I will give it to you now. But God says, do this and I will give this to you eventually. You must be ready for it. The Christian faith is so much bigger than any one person or individual. And this is why we are connected with each other. We know we're connected with our brothers and sisters on our side, and we're connected with God up above, but we also have to remember that we are connected with generations in the past and generations yet to come. This is why during the Balarak, we remember all generations, past, present, and future, are here gathered today worshiping Christ. If we look at the works of the apostles, and we just take what they have done in their lives, any person would say they are a failure. They came to Armenia, they converted a couple of people, and then they were killed. What good is that? But then we remember that they actually planted the seeds of faith. They planted them in the ground, in the people's hearts, and for 250 years they sprouted, they grew, and they eventually gave fruit. And that fruit, St. Gregory the Illuminator came and collected and replanted. And we continue to do this until today. We recognize that especially with the gospel and our faith, nothing is immediate. It takes time. It takes patience. And this is so true with the example of children. When we have a child, I unfortunately see this very often. Parents have children. They decide, all right, I'm going to bring them to the church to get baptized. They get baptized, and they think our work is done. There's nothing left to do. Until, unfortunately, something bad happens in their lives, and then I see them again. Or when they get married. And again, people get married, disappear, until there's a death in the family. This is not how the Christian faith works. When somebody is baptized, a child is baptized, they need to be taught. They need to be disciplined. They need to be brought to church. They need to participate. They need to learn. And this is what is required. When a parent has a child, a mother has a child, they don't say, in the hospital room to the father, I'm done. Your job now. No. But rather, they teach them. They learn with them. They bring them up. They discipline them. And they continue to do this throughout life until finally one day, all that they have been taught and have been teaching finally shows fruit. And they are happy and content, and the parent says, I have finally done my job. This is the Christian faith. This is true with prayer. Prayer is not immediate. Prayer takes time and patience. And so is marriage. Anyone who thinks they can get married on marriage day and they live happily ever after is wrong. Marriage takes time, it takes effort, it takes work, it takes discipline, it takes teaching. This is what our Christian faith is like. Our faith, the seeds of our faith are not beanstalk beans that we think are magical, that we drop in the ground and overnight they grow and we have something. But they are real, real beans, real seeds, real seeds that we plant in the ground. We have to water, we have to cultivate, we have to care for, and we finally, after months or years or decades or even generations, we see the fruit that they produce. So as we prepare in this Christmas season for the Christmas, and we are reminded of the work that Saints Thaddeus and Bartholomew did for the Armenian people, I ask that we do what they have done. We listen and we are patient. We listen to the Holy Spirit in our lives. We are patient in following His word and seeking the results of what He has told us to do. And ultimately, we, like the Holy Apostles, come out of our comfort zone and do the things that we don't necessarily want to do, but we do it because the Holy Spirit tells us to. And I promise you that if we do that, the world will change and our lives will change for the better. Amen.